If Ron Green and Maynard Joseph wins, what does that mean for the United Workers Party?
Well, not so much for the United Workers Party. I think much more significantly for the country, because that would mean that Roosevelt Skerrit would lose his position as Member of Parliament and therefore as Prime Minister. There would have to be a new Prime Minister. And, well, that could make a significant change in the whole scenario. But inevitably, and Astafan has already indicated that, they will not only file an appeal, but file for a stay of execution, which would mean that the status quo would be preserved and Skerrit would continue as parliamentary representative if they succeed in that application.
But is that some, well, that's what I was about to ask, is that something the court is likely to favor?
I'll express a personal opinion that in the circumstances it would not be the right thing to do. It would not be within legal principle and would be erroneous. But it could happen. You know, judges differ. People have different approaches to things, and
So let me hear you clearly. From your personal perspective, you don't think the court should grant a stay of execution
that
Mr. Skerrit loses?
That is my opinion. But of course, my opinion is just my opinion. So he would file for stay, and if he does, then he will continue and pending the appeal and continue as Prime Minister. What he would then do would be a matter of a political strategy. If he wants to ensure the preservation of his position, and I'm sure I'm not giving him advice, I'm sure he's already worked that out, he would then dissolve Parliament, call an election, and hope to win again. The alternative is to await the outcome of the appeal and work from there. But that would put him in a somewhat vulnerable position, because if he lost the appeal, then that would be the end of it for him.
What if Mr. Skerrit wins his case?
If he wins the case, then everything continues as is. Dominica will continue to be under tremendous controversy. The war of words that's going on now will continue.
But isn't the war of words likely to continue whatever happens?
Well, in some sense, yes. But if there's a change of government, there could very well be a change of policy. I don't know who would succeed Skerrit as Prime Minister, and I don't know what that person's position might be.
Right. Well, when you speak about change of government, it would still probably be a Labour Party, but on a different leadership.
Yes, if it happened that way, if stay of execution is not granted, the Labour Party has a significant majority in Parliament, and inevitably they would continue. The new Prime Minister might decide to assist Skerrit and dissolve Parliament anyhow. Or he might decide, well, I have it now, let me hold it. That's a possibility.
What do you think is best for Dominica's interests in the present situation?
Well, recently I said that what the government needs to do in relation to all these controversies is to come clean, give the facts. This morning I heard Gabriel Christian suggesting a commission of inquiry, which I think is a very good idea, provided it's properly manned and well set up.
Commission of inquiry into what, the passports issue?
Into the passports issue, but also into the number of other matters that issues of scandal in the country.
But the government dismisses those, it says, is pure politicking on the part of some disgruntled individuals.
Yes, but that's why they need to give the facts. The facts need to be declared, because a lot of the allegations are highly credible and supported by what looks like sound evidence. So to dismiss it as pure propaganda is, to me, kind of childish. Rather than facing the facts, facing the issues, and coming out with evidence on both sides. So it's rather childish to just dismiss it as propaganda.